There's good news and not so good news in the supply-demand situation for the ethanol co-product distillers' grains, according to Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President Jeff Cooper.
We have ample supplies of distillers' grains, a very stable supply of distillers' grains coming from the U.S. ethanol industry. But the demand picture is somewhat murky, and a lot of that murkiness has to do with trade barriers and interruptions in the global trade of distillers' grains that we're seeing. You know, we expect to produce about 36 to 37 million metric tons of distillers' grains in this current corn marketing year, and about the same amount again in the next marketing year.
Much of the murkiness on the demand side is the result of the situation with China.
Well, it's really hard to understate the significance of China to the U.S. distillers' grains market. In the last several years, China has accounted for about 20 to 50% of our export demand. So last year, half of our distillers' grains exports went to China, 52% to be exact. Now, in July of 2014, China announced a new certification requirements for distillers' grains imports coming in from the U.S. They said that the U.S. government must certify that shipments of distillers' grains are entirely free of the MIR 162 trait, that's the Agrishir-Viptera trait. That kind of certification is not possible, and we don't see how we're going to be able to meet those demands. So the bottom line is we expect exports to China to be significantly curtailed or maybe even halted until this situation is resolved.
But Cooper says there are other countries helping to make up for China, and many of them attended the Export Exchange this week in Seattle, co-sponsored by RFA and the U.S. Grains Council.
We are seeing a continued growth of distillers' grains exports to other parts of Southeast Asia and East Asia outside of China. Mexico has really rebounded and been a stable market and a strong market for the last 10 years, but they've recently increased their imports of U.S. DDG. Another area of particular growth is the Middle East. You know, countries like Egypt and Turkey are continuing to import more and more distillers' grains as well. So we do expect, you know, even if we do temporarily lose the Chinese market, we expect to make some of that back up through increased exports to other countries.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.